Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help others demystify the complexities of online marketing through her analytical approach. So I am super excited to introduce Kim Perlstein. Now, Kim has a background in accounting and finance, but found her true passion as an entrepreneur. She started Perlmark LLC to help business owners and entrepreneurs identify and utilize the best online marketing tools for their target audience. So her company specializes in teaching business owners how to effectively use email marketing, LinkedIn, and relationship marketing to grow their businesses. Now, she helps business owners increase visibility online, build and strengthen relationships, get more referrals, and stand out from the competition, which is always a great thing. So welcome, Kim. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you so much, Wendy. I am so excited to be here.
Yeah, and I just love how you are helping business owners and entrepreneurs accomplish almost the impossible, demystify online marketing options, because this can be, quite frankly, really overwhelming. So I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Thank you so much. I love doing this kind of work. I love the computer and technology. So this is fun for me.
Well, you are a unique animal in that regard, because so many of us have tech phobia. Well, Kim, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own marketing firm?
Well, I was lucky enough to be a stay-at-home mom for about 8 years. And then I had been thinking about going back to work, and I did find a part-time job, but it was the summers having to deal with what to do with my kids that really got me thinking, like, it would be so much nicer to be able to make my own schedule. Mm. And so I joined a women's networking organization, and through that found my true passion in marketing. I started actually with a health and wellness company doing that. And then when I was in this organization, I really just got some great feedback and support. And someone said to me, well, if you like doing computer work so much, why don't you do that for your business? And that was my big aha moment.
Wow. Yeah. It took somebody else to kind of bring things full circle, you know, between that entrepreneurial passion that you've tapped into and this innate ability to just be so great with and through computers. So Right. Yeah, I love that. That's fantastic. So how long have you had your own online marketing company, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
I've had my company for about 9 years. And yeah, my initial goal in my business was I was calling myself a virtual assistant. So helping people with administrative tasks and, you know, spreadsheets and documents, proposals, things like that. Right. But I quickly realized that people needed help with more of the social media and email marketing tools. One of my first clients was asking me about CRMs, client relationship management systems. Mm-hmm. And I came across email marketing and fell in love with that, being able to help people with that. And so, you know, I just transitioned very quickly to marketing tools to help you grow your business.
Interesting. Yeah. And obviously you just have a real savvy around that. And, you know, it's something that comes to you very naturally. So, which, like I said, when I was bringing you into the conversation here, is not something that is necessarily natural to many of us. So, yeah, so that's great. Now, have there been, you know, I know you detailed how you started out as a virtual assistant and then you just gradually found your legs, if you will, within the whole marketing focus. But have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building your business?
Oh, of course, there's always challenges in anything new, especially, right? I think a lot of my challenges were not getting much support from family and friends. Most of my family and friends do not have their own business. And so everybody was kind of like, well, why are you doing that? Why don't you just find your own a job and blah, blah, blah.
Just get a good job and stop all that stuff.
Exactly. Like, you're working so hard and why are you doing that? And I, you know, what really appeals to me in my own business is the flexibility, the income potential, but mostly the flexibility of making my own schedule. And like I said before, with my kids, when they were young, I didn't want to have to worry about what to do with them. I'm very lucky I was able to stay home with them, and I wanted to continue to provide for them and not worry about where are they going to be if I have to go in to work or stay late or whatever. So, but my family and friends, even though my father is an entrepreneur, he owned a pharmacy for 35 years, just didn't seem as supportive. Most of my friends went back to work after they had kids. So that was very challenging. Like, you know, I'm doubting myself. Can I really do this? You know, what makes me different? How can I be successful? So yes, there's always roadblocks and challenges.
Right. Yeah.
No, even that, now.
Even now. Right. After 9 years. Still. Right. It's like, come on, guys. Can't you see? It's legit. Right. Well, so can you share a little bit about what you did to shore yourself up in the face of not getting that grade of support from your close-knit circle of friends and family?
Like, oh, sure.
How did you,
I mentioned,
how did you
I,
deal with that?
Yeah, I mentioned I was very fortunate to find a women's organization. It's called BIG, BelieveInspireGrow.com. And that has really been my tribe, you know, my supporters, really the impetus for turning what I started in network marketing company to my marketing company. And, you know, just having the support of women or really anybody in your world who's going through something similar or, you know, just people that get it was a huge, huge way to overcome. And, you know, when you're feeling doubt, you have someone to turn to. You have a group of people to turn to. We have meetings in person at the time. And we're getting back to that now, luckily. But just knowing that I had these people that were doing the same path, you know, following an entrepreneurial path and there to support each other has been hugely helpful. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, also learning from each other, different topics about business and different things about your mindset and success. Mm-hmm. And that organization, you know, we have topics at every meeting and, you know, so you're always learning and ways to get around your you know, challenges. So that's been wonderful.
Right. Yeah. That does create a lot more confidence when you have others that are involved in, you know, their own efforts and entrepreneurs, and they're going through maybe a similar thing, or they can be there for accountability or just flat out cheerleading. Right.
It's always absolutely. Yeah. The accountability helps too.
Yeah. The accountability, cheerleading, and resources. Yep. So yeah, perfect. And Kim, you're obviously an expert at helping business owners, you know, really learn how to best utilize those different online marketing tools. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any frustrations or challenges with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yes, I love helping people, but I don't like selling or feeling like I'm selling. So this is definitely a challenge. I know a lot of other people feel that way. And for me, I think the process that's the hardest is once I've given someone a proposal or asked them if they're interested in learning more or they want to work with me, it's, you know, continuing to, if they haven't made a decision yet, I don't like to ask too much. I'm very easygoing. I don't really like the closing process.
Ah, yes, right. And I'm hearing some preconceived ideas about what the close is based on kind of an old school mentality, right? It's where you just start feeling the pressure. And if you don't make a choice, then they make you feel like you're stupid and all those awful things. So yes, right. We can kiss all that goodbye. There are still some people out there that do that, but I kind of run when I start hearing that kind of thing. And it just doesn't feel like something you want to be or do, you know? So yeah, well, I'd love to provide you with a little insight around how to better transition or more comfortably ask for their business or get them going, get the commitment. Are you ready to get started? So if you'd like, I'd be happy to share some insights around that.
That would be absolutely wonderful.
All right. So, we haven't spent any time prior to this conversation to really understand, okay, well, how do you structure your conversation, your enrollment conversation? And so there are different elements that are really important to going into that, you know, without it being a script or anything like that, but just certain key elements that need to be included to support your potential client in order for them to feel that confidence and excitement to make their decision. So that when you're at that point, they're like, absolutely, you know, let's get this started. So, but there are some really key things that will help that specific part of the conversation be more natural for you and not feel like it's just this awkward phase. And one of the techniques is when you're in that enrollment conversation and it is a conversation, right? And this is a very important part. You're learning from your prospect what it is that their goals are, what they'd like to have their business producing or established as, viewed as, or what's their goal for their business? You know, what are they wanting it to be, you know, in terms of a landmark in their community or the go-to place for this or that, or just depends on what the business is, right? What the goals are and what the aspirations are of the business owner. And it could be purely a financial goal as well as a marketplace goal. And so really understanding what's at stake. What's at stake if they don't really up-level their presence and become that known for, become that, you know, to where it's not just this constant startup phase, you know, where they're established, you know, what does that look like? What does that feel like? What would business be like if they're at that phase of what their goal is? You know, maybe they want to scale, maybe they want to just reach a certain comfortable level. You know, it's a conversation to find out what is really important for them that is not happening right now. And when you clearly identify what truly is their goal and why is that? What is the importance of that? What does that mean to you when? And so that you're really connecting with the reason for their goal and helping them connect to that. Then when you transition to, all right, well, this is my game plan. This is what I'm proposing. In order to be able to support that and help you reach that level of da 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 da. And then of course, you know, you lay out what it looks like to work with you or what your options are. And it's just quite simply, do you have any questions or would you like to get started?
I love that.
It doesn't have to be complex. But there's some pre-work to do if you're getting my drift. To where the connection is made early. And so it builds that interest and desire and everything else going into that. And again, we haven't chatted about what all is included in your conversation, but there are some very key elements that allow you then to just gracefully end the conversation as well. So that's how I'm seeing us work together so that we can attain this goal that you have identified. And of course you wouldn't say it that generically, but
right. It
is they want. Do you have any questions or would you like to get started? Shall we schedule our first session?
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Selling made easy. We got to keep it simple. So, and you know, speaking of growing your business and scaling and being that known for in the marketplace, Well, we've just come out of what, 18 months of the pandemic, where it has just turned so many businesses upside down. Other businesses have been just going bonkers, right? Depending on what their vertical is, while others have been really having a hard time. And a lot of people have been furloughed out of their corporate jobs and they've started their own businesses. So I'm just curious, what impact has the pandemic had on the work that you do?
Well, for me, the pandemic has actually helped me expand my business. I've always had a virtual business, but I was doing some in-person training, group and in-person one-on-one training. So obviously all of that is online, but I was really just in my local market doing networking in person and getting business locally. And now I'm able to, even though I was able to go anywhere before, I really have expanded based on there's a lot of online groups now that meet on Zoom. So my business has really grown, but also because of people losing their jobs and maybe more people starting their own thing, people that didn't need any online help before obviously are needing it now. So it's been good for me, I have to say.
Well, I can
as much as, of course, we don't like that the pandemic is a bad thing, but it.
Well, it's forced so many people online, and you're an online marketing expert. So,
right. You know, and also because a lot of people have lost their jobs, I also help people, you know, utilize LinkedIn for job search. So that also has grown a little bit for me. I help business owners more, but I also do help people with LinkedIn job search.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. And you've got a lot of savvy in those areas. So,
right.
Well, so Kim, how do you work with business owners or entrepreneurs who want to finally be effective with their online marketing systems and know what is the best system for them to use? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Sure. You know, I always offer a free consultation so that, you know, I can ask the business owner the right questions and they can get to know me a little bit to see if it'll be a fit. But I really just focus on listening to what they're looking to do. And, you know, every business is different. So everybody will need to utilize different tools, but there are some tools that are standard across the board. And so I just listen to what they need and what type of business they have and then guide them in customize, you know, a plan for them, because I want them to be effective in their, you know, marketing their business online. And I'm very patient. So it's listening is the most important thing, mm-hmm. taking the time to get to know their business a little, and then, you know, giving them some guidelines and letting them decide if they think it's a fit.
Right. Yeah. Well, that makes sense. Definitely. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Oh, well, I love LinkedIn, as I mentioned. So please tell me that you listened to this podcast that Wendy so graciously does and connect with me on LinkedIn. Send me a personalized connection request. And also, I have a website where I have a free LinkedIn report. It's called the 5 Updates to Improve Your LinkedIn Profile in Under 30 Minutes. Sure. So you can reach me there. It's pearlmarkvirtual.com, P-E-A-R-L-M-A-R-K, virtual, V-I-R-T-U-A-L.com. Okay. And you can get that free report.
Oh, fantastic. So that's 5 Updates to Improve Your LinkedIn Profile, right?
Yes.
Did you have a time frame in 30 minutes?
Yes, in under 30 minutes.
Under 30 minutes. Wow, I love that. That sounds like a very effective, a very valuable resource to have. So our listeners can navigate through on your website and find that link. So that's pearlmarkvirtual.com.
Yes.
P-E-A-R-L-M-A-R-K virtual.com.
Yes.
And then also find you on LinkedIn and connect with you there. And is that also through Pearlmark Virtual?
Oh, it's my name, Kim Pearlstein. Okay. You can just look for me.
Kim Pearlstein. Okay. So that is P-E-A-R-L-S-T-E-I-N.
E-I-N. Yes.
Okay. Fantastic. Well, Kim, you have already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom and great conversation, but if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your businesses, what's some advice that you can share with a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Sure. I would say surround yourself with supportive people, people that are on a similar journey in entrepreneurship, and also continue to learn. There's so many resources out there, so many different ways to learn things. And I'm a lifelong learner and just keep learning. There's so many great things.
Right. Yeah. The journey is never done, I'm afraid.
Right.
That's a good thing, right? That's what keeps us motivated and it's always fresh. So no, that's really great advice. I love that. Both of those, you know, just to surround yourself with those who you can really relate to and they can relate to you and understand what you're going through and provide that, like we said, support, accountability, and even resources. And then to continue learning, it's not necessarily done. Things are always evolving, especially in the online marketing world. So
that is true.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, Kim, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from, you know, your transition out of being that full-time stay-at-home mom, jumping into, you know, a work situation, income generating situation. I call it that because being a parent is work, but we jump into an income producing opportunity and realizing that, well, I don't want to leave my kids home alone during the summertime. I want to be able to go and play and do all those fun things. And joining this women's networking organization and starting on this path of entrepreneurship that really, I think, illuminated for you what your zone of genius is around this whole online marketing world, you know, dabbling first in being a virtual assistant and helping people with this and that and whatnot, and then directing into this very specialty to this impactful work you're now doing as an online marketing expert, helping business owners and entrepreneurs learn how to effectively use email marketing, LinkedIn, and relationship marketing to grow their businesses so that they can have those thriving businesses. So I've really enjoyed our conversation, and I just want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Well, thank you so much, Wendy. I really appreciate your time, and it was a pleasure to be here.
Yeah.
I hope that I helped some people along the way. I love helping people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No doubt in my mind. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Kim Pearlstein through her website, and that is pearlmarkvirtual.com. And be sure to look for that great resource, 5 updates to improve your LinkedIn profile in under 30 minutes. So grab that and follow her on LinkedIn. I'm sure there's a lot of great content she puts out on LinkedIn as well. So, all right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've established all 4 psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Kim Pearlstein. And as always, here's to your success.